Kickoff hour number two. Going to go right back to the phone lines, 865-546-8200. Got Garrison up next. What's up, Garrison? You're on Three and Out.
How we doing this morning, fellas?
Pretty good.
Just planning trips.
It's hump day. Good. Looking forward to this weekend. Going to be a big one.
It was kind of odd yesterday, Nate, not having you on there for Optimism Tuesday, for what it's worth.
Mm. He bailed.
Did not bail.
You didn't. Well, you were here? Oh, I must have missed it.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll just come in and sit here next time. Miserable.
Yep.
Sweating.
Good.
I was thinking yesterday about how great this baseball season has been for like our entire fan base. Like, it's just been kind of uplifting. And I really hope that we don't have a lot of like complaining or whiners or whatever if we end up not winning at all. Like, I think we're going to do well. I think we'll beat Virginia. Honestly, I think we'll beat Texas. But I really hope we don't have a bunch of negative fans, because over the past like 15 years, we haven't really had anything to cheer about, in my opinion. Mm. And everyone's kind of got that, like, I guess, we call it battered ball syndrome.
Yep.
So I really hope that everyone kind of keeps in the front of their mind that we should really, really be, in my opinion, just like thankful for this season and for what Tony and this team's done, because they've completely like reinvigorated our entire fan base, in my opinion. So I hope everyone kind of stays mindful of that and just appreciates the moment, rather than, even if we were worst case scenario to go up there and go 0-2, like, we weren't even supposed to be there. Like, we were hoping, like what in your all's minds was a successful season to begin this year? Like, what, make it to and host a regional and get out, best case scenario? I just think that everyone should really be, you know, kind of just, you know, grateful for the fact we've been able to enjoy this ride as much as we have, like, rather so much than kind of how we get about things.
Yeah, I think people will be that way. I mean, it's okay to be disappointed when you lose in the moment.
And there's going to be some people that jumped on a little late. If, you know, we were to, let's say, go 0-2 or lose, you know, and be put out, that, oh, of course, I'll start following them, and this Tennessee team does what Tennessee teams do. But, no, I mean, anybody who's watched this team all year realizes, like, they've hurtled this season as far as expectations.
Well, in baseball, such a – I mean, you can lose – I mean, we lost – a couple midweek games of some just god-awful you can have a bad game or run into a hot pitcher, or, you know, have a couple, you know, two big hits from the other team at the wrong times, and all of a sudden you lose. And it's not I'd hope this team would at least make a super this year, be a top 16 team. Mm-hmm. They not only did that, but were, I mean, a top four team going into the tournament, which is incredible. I mean, basically won the regional easily, even though they got completely screwed over by the four seed they had to play. And then they blasted a team in the super regional, which is, I mean, that's anybody, any team, any year would say that they've greatly exceeded the postseason expectations with the way they played so far. So, yeah, no, I mean, if you disappointed in the moment's one thing, but no one's gonna be disappointed with the outcome of this season. You can't be, unless you're just, yeah, I agree with you, Garrison.
Well, you know how some of our fans get. So that was my that was kind of my concern. But one last quick note. I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there now. I think Arizona is going to rock Kumar Rocker and Vanderbilt in the opening match.
I would take that. I would love it.
I think they're going to obliterate him as well as they hit and as well as they've been hitting consistently. I think it'll be a good matchup stylistically, but I would put, considering they're probably going to be, I would imagine, a hefty underdog, Arizona is in that game, I would definitely lay quite a bit of coin on Arizona in that.
Arizona leads the country in hits, and they are fourth overall in batting average. Very good behind the plate. Or at the plate, I guess I should say. Sorry. Mm. At the plate.
But you boys have a good day. Appreciate it.
Thanks for
Thanks, Harrison. Appreciate it, bud.
A little trip to Omaha, bud. Thinking about it. Are you thinking about it at least a little bit?
Only 13 and a half hours,
buddy. We fly. It's easy.
You're gonna fly?
Yeah. Then we just Skype in for the show.
Okay.
Like I said, little cat nap, and then boop, out on the town.
Just can't be out too late. Got to wake up early. Give people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Got us a place to stay. Got the zoo.
Man, if they make the championship series.
You think I'm kidding? You think this is a bit?
We could travel on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Just do
the game day shows from Omaha, Monday and Tuesday, yes. Wednesday if necessary.
See, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
The problem with the bracket is the, like, I can't imagine just sitting there a day. I mean,
Well, I'm sure that's almost, when you go to the zoo. Or, you know, the other things that they
I mean, I
want to
be
about.
Sitting there lots of days when Tennessee's not playing. That means they keep winning.
Right. Know? No, yeah. Then we go get a Reuben.
Sunday,
we go to the zoo.
Tuesday.
We go like, get some steaks.
We got to wait till was it Friday to watch them play again?
What?
They win Tuesday?
Yeah, Sunday, Tuesday.
So Wednesday, Thursday.
Zoo, Reuben, steaks.
That's like 4.5 hours out of the 48. You just
the zoo alone is an entire day. This thing is massive. It is a sprawling mecca of animals and environments. Mm. I just told you, world's largest fake rainforest, world's largest indoor desert, largest geodesic dome. They got rhinos. They got lions, tigers,
bears.
I don't know about bears, but maybe. Giraffe. Zebra.
What zoo wouldn't have bears?
That's a good point.
I mean, that's like the most common zoo animal there is, bears.
Is it the most common zoo animal?
Oh, it has to be.
No.
Maybe we should just go ahead and buy our behind home plate Monday night game one national championship ticket for $157.
I mean, we could resell that for
30 rows up, right behind home plate. You can see everything. You're right there.
You just put it on the company card, and then we'll figure it. We'll settle up later.
Nate's like, there's the catch.
I said, well, no, just that way we're next to each other.
Mm.
Davey, what are you, moocher?
Or if you want to be like Hickman, you can go section 106, right past first base. Row 22, good view of everything.
How much are those running for?
$102.
That ain't bad for the championship.
Is that just game one?
Just game one.
Oh.
I mean, you can sit in the outfield for $31.
Per game?
Per game.
It's crazy that people were spending more for a Tennessee Super Regional than they would for a national championship.
Poor Charlie Collier probably could have done his whole trip to Omaha for what he spent going to his Super.
He absolutely could have, but he's a diehard. God bless him.
Right.
He got in both days.
He did.
We sat close to each other. It was a good time, had by all. Mm-hmm. But he kind of got secondary market, man.
Yeah.
They take advantage of your loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Collier, loyal. Loves the Big Orange, loves sure. Tony V. So when you came in this morning, I'd say you were at like a 0.1% chance. Where would you say you are now on you and me riding to Omaha?
Yeah, probably 2%.
Okay. that's like a what is that, like a 2,000% increase?
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
See where you're at
Brad,
by the end of the
Brad
show.
Brad Rose wants See you to be there because good things happen when you're there and not fishing. Are you fishing Sunday?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
No, normally it's good if I'm fishing and then can catch the game. Normally that's the way it works.
So go fishing Sunday morning then. Get back to watch the game. Settle
Buddy,
in.
Omaha's on a river. The Missouri River's probably got some fish in it I can go catch.
I would think so.
There's a lake. Carter Lake is right here.
Oh, okay.
Probably stocked full of, you know, something. Oh, it's got a nice walkway around the whole thing. I can fish that whole lake. There's a day for me. There's one day taken care of. I just go to Carter Lake and go fishing.
Mm. I'm being told the Chattanooga Zoo does not have bears.
You just got dunked on by yourself. Way to go. No bears in the Chattanooga Zoo, huh?
Wait, what?
Didn't even know they had a zoo. The aquarium's so elite that the zoo gets overlooked.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think I knew they had a zoo either, to be honest.
When you zoom in on Omaha, that's like the only thing that's marked. Per Google.
What?
The Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium.
Uh-oh, Nate.
4.8.
Uh-oh.
22,000 reviews. Yeah.
Right across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Dodge Riverside Golf Club.
Ah.
On the river.
Listen, I know I've not been paying attention, but the fact that we have been debating things to do when Mitchell told us there was three casinos on the other side of the river, I don't even know why you guys are continuing to have this conversation.
That's a good point.
Well, no, we took that into account. That's 2 days for Davey.
So we're going to go to...
Davey'd miss a game because he doesn't even know what time it is in the casino.
Is that what state that is?
Yes.
Council Bluffs.
They also have Lake Manawa right there.
So on the other side of the Missouri.
Ooh, look, another golf course. Fox Run.
One of the golf clubs looks like it's connected in with the casinos, Davey. So there you go.
Mm.
So we can all just do what we want to do there. Perfect.
I'm just saying. Just saying, we got a buddy mm-hmm. with a couch and a floor.
Actually, now that I think about it, my cousin might have managed one of those casinos.
Might have an inn at the casino.
You just stay at the casino.
2.5%?
Nah.
Can me and Davey go at least?
If y'all want to go, go.
Well, you know, it's a station thing. Just a little.
He's trying to get me to pay for it now. That's the angle.
You don't care. Subsidize.
You don't care if I go.
No, I would love for you to go. Let's seriously map this. Let's see if we can make this work.
Okay.
Huh. What? Just no. I'll pay for myself. I don't care about that. I just want to go. I think it'd be fun. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
We'll go.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Just do it. What do you?
Well, I gotta check and make sure I can get off work for the boss.
We'll sit here.
Or at least not here.
I mean, you gotta do the show. But you said you Skype it in.
Yeah.
But if you go for the front end, like, you're not gonna be able to go for the championship, right? Or you're just gonna go. You're just gonna be there a week and a half.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Figure it out.
That's what I'm trying to do. See what those tickets are running.
What do you mean? I just told you.
No, not those. I'm not worried about those.
Oh, plane tickets?
Yeah.
Mm. You said in Nashville, not too bad. Check Atlanta. Might be even better.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on the Greyhound bus.
I mean, I would sleep on the Greyhound bus.
I mean, if we made the championship series Monday, you'd have to leave Friday afternoon to get there in time. But
what was the price on that? Like, how much money is he saving? Greyhounding.
He's probably losing money.
Hours. He's got to buy meals at the stops.
I'm going to work on this. I'll find a price for you.
Remember, we were packing my suitcase full of food so we can eat on the bus.
Oh, my gosh. Nashville to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave Sunday morning.
Okay.
I was going to say, we got to see what time the flights are. 6 a.m. Easy. You're landing at 10:43. You got 2 hours, and the airport's right by the stadium.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, Uber.
10:43 Omaha time. The game starts at 1.
Yeah. Plenty of time.
Okay.
Round trip
mm-hmm.
to fly back the Wednesday of the proposed championship game, which if they make it to Wednesday, you just say, hey, can I get a flight for tomorrow instead? No problem. $195.
There you go.
Okay, so about equal with the Greyhound.
Yeah, except I'm there in like 2 hours, not 34 hours on the stupid bus. No offense to buses.
I feel like you have to one-way it, though. Like,
oh, and then just...
Because you might, I mean, you might not need to be there till
that's
Wednesday.
That's not a bad point.
You can do the Greyhound for, I mean, $223 is round trip on the Greyhound bus from Nashville to Omaha. Throw in an extra $70 for meals. That $300 ain't bad.
Just saying, this is looking pretty good.
We'll come back. We'll get more phone calls. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour two rolls on. 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. Right back to the phone lines. We have Blake in Tampa up next. What's up, Blake? You're on Three and Out.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Great. I've gone from 0.1% chance to get into Omaha to 2%, according to Nate. I'm excited about it.
I'm calling because, Nate, why are you being a stick in the mud? Let's be honest here. You all did a remote. Am I correct on this, if my memory serves me correctly? Was it in Charlotte or Atlanta? Or did you all just go to the game? Like, where have y'all done remotes?
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
It was a weekday game.
And it was a weekday game, and it was Tennessee versus who?
Georgia Tech.
And that was somehow
season opener.
Then season opener against Georgia Tech, and y'all went down and did a remote. Now, how in the world are you going to say that it can't be possible to do a remote from Omaha when it's the first time they've been back to Omaha in, what, 16 years?
Tell them!
It is possible. That's not a problem.
The station didn't even exist back then. Let's make it happen.
Shame on Nate.
He stayed here while other people left. He's not saying other people can't take the remote equipment.
He came to the Charlotte game at least.
Yeah. We didn't do a remote there.
Yeah, no, I'm
talking about Atlanta.
I say you do a remote just if they get to the championship series. You know, you come back for that. You make it a point to do the first at least 2 to 3 games. Hopefully it's nothing more than that. We want to take care of business and get the heck out of there. But you do it for the first type of weekend, and you do a remote for the first game. Like the Station of the People. It's fan run. Let's go.
Tell them. Talk them into it. Where are we at? 2.2? Got to have the Godfather there.
Do we need to set up like a GoFund? Like, how's this work?
Mm. No, I mean it's not the money that's the issue. It's the fact that the games are going to be Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, but could you imagine every morning live from Omaha, Nebraska? It's 3-0.
If we watch Vanderbilt play today, because we have to wait because we've whipped everybody's ass.
Okay, optimism Tuesday after we just stroked Virginia on Sunday.
We get to do that here, but we're not there. What is the difference?
What about that idea?
It's the same.
I like that idea. Just do the first two games and make it like a 3-day trip. Say live from Omaha on Sunday and then optimism Tuesday.
I'd rather be there. I think we're good enough to be there next Monday. Blake,
I wait till then.
I am. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying
we're wait and see
you're,
mode.
So you're this. Are you on record as saying if Tennessee makes the championship? Then what are you saying? You're not saying anything, you coward.
It's Wednesday. I don't know. We'll see.
Go. I'm waiting for Monday in case we're in the series. So you're saying if we're no, I'm not saying that.
If you want to go, go.
I'm out of here.
Skype in.
If you want to crown them, crown them.
Just want to see it made happen. Like, I started following you guys after your remote, and I just couldn't remember where it was. But that's when I started, like, listening, like, every day. And I was like, man, these guys are awesome. Like, they're doing remotes out here. They're much better than they're not to not be named. Like,
Thank you.
This is it.
Yeah, we went to the Hudson Grill, as I recall. Hudson Grill in Atlanta.
Davey, you have a restaurant?
Pretty sure that place got shut down.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Seems about right.
That ragtag crew. Look, man, I'm all for it. I'm going to be looking into ways to make this bad boy work.
Let's make it happen. Even if it's one of you, if it's two of you, let's go. I would love a remote and then a daily check-in with Davey at the casino.
There's my Grambling update. The drinks are free and I'm poor.
Currently on a heater, so I think I've won of my last 13 MLB bets. I'm 12-1.
Yeah, but we're not talking about sports Grambling. We're talking.
It's all analytics. I know car crowning.
This is a side note before I get on out of here and let y'all move on with the show, but it does suck living in Florida and not being able to gamble, especially when Davey's on a heater. He could be making me so much money right now.
So much money, man.
I can hook you up. Just DM me. Oh, wait, you're not on Twitter. Create a Twitter account.
Yeah, David Britt wants to hang out with you, Blake, but he can't find you on Twitter. So make a Twitter, DM
Tampaval.
Tampaval.
I have a Twitter. I even follow him.
Well, DM him. I don't know what this problem is. He was looking for you the other day and said, so then somebody else said, hey, next time Blake calls in, just have Davey take down his number so we can, I don't know. I guess we're playing fan matchmaking now.
Here you go. For all the people to know, it's @_BigBlake.
Big Blake.
There you go. Simple enough.
I dig it. I dig it.
When you're 6'4", 285, you kind of get the nickname by itself.
Dude, you got any eligibility left? We need some tight ends.
I would love it. I'd love to go out and just pummel people. That'd be great.
Good to know. I'll pass that along, too.
All right, fellas. I appreciate it. I'll get a hell of a Tampa ball. You guys have a great day.
There we go. Thanks, all brother. Right.
Oh, I got a text. Take the train to Omaha.
Bleep that.
Amtrak. Go during the night. Sleep the whole way.
Okay. What are the
I don't
deets?
Know.
Deets.
I
need
to
deets.
Get the details on that.
I'm not taking a train to Omaha.
But, I mean, it's a country song,
sounds
dude.
Like
it's
a great song.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm on a midnight train to Omaha. That's a dream come true.
Nashville to Omaha on the train is only $176.
There you go.
What's the trip time?
The fastest train can get you there in 27 hours and 40 minutes.
Better than the bus, but a lot more expensive. Let's see.
Dude. What, more expensive? I thought the bus was like $300.
Yeah, the bus round trip would be $300. I wonder if this is one way, though. You take the train down,
yeah,
take the bus back.
Oh, God. See you guys in a month.
Yeah.
Let me think here. What's the volt get per gallon? I don't know, hypothetically.
You don't want to be in that thing all the way to
Omaha. No, you're probably right. Probably right.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it to rent a camper?
Oh, no, that's an idea.
I mean, that could be fun.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to make it there and do it. I mean, and you'd have your place to stay because
right,
you're
in
it.
Yeah.
Pull off to the side, get the Wi-Fi going, do a little roadside remote at Omaha diner.
I had to rent a bus for Memorial Day weekend. Everything like that is just, it's all booked out. It's like, I think I found the last bus on the planet available.
Bus.
Yeah, like a 15-passenger, couldn't find one.
Oh, that'd be fun. Like a party bus?
Yeah.
With the big leather seats? You know, Russ has been trying to get this together.
I'm sure
we could
borrow one from work.
Van Tullen?
Get us a 15-passenger bus. I'm sure I could borrow one from work.
Don't toy with me.
Hey, I mean.
You think you could?
Hey,
15?
4.5 years of loyal service. I'm on the insurance.
You know what's happened? You know what's out there? There's these new, there's an app for everything now that
of course.
Where you, that it's all like a sharing platform.
Mm-hmm.
They've got these apps now where you list your RV kind of like it's an Airbnb.
Right.
But obviously, you can rent it and then take it for your trip. That'd be the way to go. We'll just get on. I can't remember the name of the app.
I'll find it.
Outdoorsy, maybe? This might be the right one. Yeah, the number one RV rental marketplace.
So Janeway says renting an RV is outrageous. It'd be cheaper to buy a used one and sell it when you're done.
Except you can't buy any right now. Like that's
yeah, they're all sold.
Right.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boats, I mean, all these people just bought campers and RVs. Surely somebody's not using it this week.
Now they want to rent. Maybe they'll rent it out to you.
Or just
just a donation to the station.
Say, hey, we'll change the oil for you. We'll put fresh gas in it. Full tank when we get back. We'll clean it nice and tidy.
Here's one right here in Powell. Sleep six, $105 a night.
So you're
splitting it.
But can we drive it? Can we? Is it like to be there? Like we have to go there and just sit in it, or can we actually move it around?
No, I think you can move it around. Yeah,
105 a night.
My
sleep six.
I mean,
12 nights.
It'd be tight, but
so $200 a person plus gas and food. That's
my truck
not
will
that
pull
bad.
It.
Oh, it's a pull behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how does that work though? Can people ride in a tow behind?
Mm-hmm.
Not right. You can't sit back there while you're towing it down. So we'd have to have six people.
You're not supposed to. Probably could.
Nate, come on. It'd be hot.
It would be hot. We'll have your vehicle pull it, handle it, and we got enough seats.
Mm-hmm.
It's even pet friendly.
Wait on. Kenny Watson tweets in. He says, "I'll loan you guys my pop-up camper. It has no AC or power, and the zip-up windows are falling apart, and the door doesn't close all the way, but it's yours."
I got a tent that it would be.
Didn't Chance just buy a pop-up camper?
Did he?
A while back.
Mm.
Jared says Facebook Marketplace is full of small RVs for sale. Buddy, okay, just hear me out.
Okay.
We look at the RVs, and we pick one that makes the most sense. You buy it for the station.
Mm.
We plaster fan run on the side.
Okay.
Boom, tax deduction.
Mm.
And then we have a cool RV for remotes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
You could hit up one big football game on the road a year.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, the opportunities are man. Endless.
Maybe we could go to every road game. One of the 37 gets to come along every trip.
That's the best way to advertise, too.
Just fan run radio, yeah, flying down the interstate, yep. Doing, you know, right at the speed limit, maybe a little above because we're in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going across Missouri, you get highway hypnosis, you're going 110 before you even realize it.
Never even know. I've been there. Kansas is real bad. Kansas is the worst. Actually, you know what the worst stretch on that entire way is? You hit the Colorado state line, and you're thinking, all right.
Mountains.
And you still have half the state before you get there. That is
that
the
John
longest.
Denver was full of bleep.
That is the longest, straightest stretch of road in the world, like the first 100 miles into Colorado. You're so disappointed because all you want to do is see mountains. And you still got like 3 hours. Maybe not three, maybe two. But then once those white peaks crest the horizon, you know. Denver, Mile High. We got somebody tweeted in yesterday. He was on top of Pike's Peak wearing a big orange baseball
that.
Shirt.
Yep. Welcome back to 3 and Out, hour number 2, 865-546-8200. We're going right back to the phone lines. We've got Zach on the horn. What's up, Zach? You're on 3 and Out.
What do you say, Houston, Nate, Davey, and Adam?
Morning, brother.
How you guys doing today?
I got my salesman cap on, trying to get old Nate to spring on a Winnebago.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
That's an expensive trip.
It'll pay for itself, I think, in time.
I do a lot of traveling, you know, obviously calling your show from Alaska is probably, you know, a lot of traveling. Headed to New Jersey next week. Man, it's tough that to go for that 10 days when you take off for work. You know, if it was consolidated where you could go a couple of days, it wouldn't be that bad. But it's so tough to take that 10-day journey, if you know what I mean.
Oh, the breakup of the schedule makes it nearly impossible to do the whole thing.
And what do you pick? If you're, you know, I heard some people from your network, like, do we go the championship series where you're not guaranteed to be in, or do you go the first part of it and then – what if you win and you're going to be pissed off because you have to come back early? And then if you lose, you know. So I admire people for going, though.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, if you can swing it, it's awesome.
Yeah. So, but I remember when you guys came down for the previous caller was saying about Georgia Tech. That was where we almost, that was a Butch Jones special, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, he almost blew it.
Hey, he went undefeated that year in non-conference games.
That was Quentin Dormady, where he made the start. We thought he was going to be the next Peyton Manning. Was that his first start?
I believe so, yeah. Sure. And then he, like, we didn't do anything for a long – weren't we down 14-0 in that game?
Marquez Callaway.
Yeah, he blew up in the second half.
And that was the JG crybaby game.
And, yeah, that was the game, as Davey mentioned, where Jennings, like, broke his wrist on, like, the third play or something.
Y'all remember that was one of Atlanta's, because I live here. That was, I went to that game, and that was one of the first games in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, too.
Yep.
And that stadium's pretty awesome.
Did Alabama play like the Saturday game, and then we were the second game of the weekend there?
I can't remember, but I remember it was one of the first games there because you know, it was obviously Tennessee, and I remember that. The NFL hadn't even, you know, hadn't done anything there yet. So I don't really remember that, but I do remember that game. I remember y'all coming down, fan run, and having a good time.
So. Oh, it was a great time. Even though we almost lost, we didn't. Hmm. They hung on, survived, and advanced to the next game, which was awful.
Survive.
Guys, I've heard this from Chris Burke, and I don't know if this is something you guys have heard, but speaking of 2017 and football, is it true Tony looks evaluates these players for a different type of gear? In other words, you know, obviously he's recruiting on talent, you know, common sense says that, but he wants a mentality, and he recruits. You got to be a certain alpha, or you have to be a certain whatever. It's more than just skill and talent that Tony looks for. It's a, you know, team, you know, an attitude, if you will. And they have a process of trying to figure that out in kids. It's more than just, hey, you're a five-star talent. Come on and be here, even though, you know, you've been injured for the past 2 years and five stars makes our roster look good. Tony right. evaluates a player for different abilities other than their physical skills. Have you guys heard that?
I haven't, but if you just look at the guys he's brought in, I totally buy it. Fierce competitors, but they stay, for the most part, calm, cool, and collected when it's business time. And then when they do something mm-hmm. you know, amazing, which has been often, they cut it loose. They have a good time.
I mean, how good are these guys? I mean, we got to give, I guess, Serrano some credit too, right?
Yes.
Because he didn't leave the cover fully bare. It wasn't a, Derek Dooley type situation. He did leave some pieces over there. Now, Tony's the one that's made – put the puzzle together, and he's added some nice pieces, but Serrano, he wasn't able to put it together to win.
Yeah, and didn't he say something like he was just playing the wrong type of baseball with the talent that he had? Like he was kind of playing the older game, and then Tony gets this talent and kind of changes the way they play, and all of a sudden it fits what they're doing?
Luke Lipsius talked about something about the transition and that they Tony Vitello was just more understood how you had to play in the SEC.
Yeah. Because was he at Cal State Fullerton when he won the College World Series, Serrano? Was it Fullerton? I thought it was. I could be wrong.
Sounds right.
Don't quote me on that.
Guys, did you talk about what do you think our odds are against Virginia?
Well, odds-wise, they are the worst team in this World Series. They don't swing the bat particularly well. They do have a pretty good pitching staff. But our biggest issue has been giving up home runs pretty much all year. Like, we don't really get innings where guys are just, you know, hitting base hit after base hit after base hit. Our issue is we get a guy on base and then throw one over the plate and they just, you know, smack it out of the stadium. That's not what Virginia does. They've got a couple pretty good starting pitchers, and they have a reliever who comes in with this like sidearm breaking ball slider thing that's pretty nasty. He's a pretty funny character. He had some really good interviews in their regional and super regional. But as far as the matchup, I'll take ours over anybody else's right now.
Oh, yeah.
And last question, I'll get out of your hair. So the question I have is, and I don't know this because I'm, like I said, I'm just coming to baseball. So you guys tell me, and I'll listen on the way out. So when we're talking about Omaha and Lindsey Nelson Stadium, somebody was saying like the Omaha's stadium is, it's going to be a lot harder to hit home runs out of it. So would that play against the balls because of the way the stadium works and how we hit? And I'll listen off the air. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
It is a little bit bigger.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that. The park in Hoover is actually bigger, except for center field, as Callum pointed out earlier.
Mm-hmm. So, and we were hitting it into the forest in Hoover.
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, it'll be a factor, but I think Chris Burke pointed out, like, it'll be a factor, but it shouldn't be. I mean, you know.
I mean, so many of our home runs aren't just like, is it going to get over the, oh, it barely made it good. What is South Carolina's park, by the way? Is it much bigger, dimension-wise, their field, than Lindsey Nelson? Because we were bombing them out of there, too. I mean, Lipsius hit one into the road.
That one is, well, doesn't have it here. Normally on the Wikipedia page,
sorry,
it has the dimensions for the field, but. I mean, it's not small. I mean, it's bigger than Lindsey Nelson. So
that's what I assumed. Yeah,
I don't know about the dimensions though.
And a lot of other things play into that too: humidity, wind. Mm-hmm. You know,
basically, it's just not the. Or here you go. Well, actually, it's not that big. So, yeah, the South Carolina field's only 325 down the line, so 5 more feet than Tennessee's, and it's 390 to dead center. So it's.
Which is what Tennessee's is,
which
right?
Which is what Tennessee's is. So, yeah, it's kind of small, I guess, compared to.
But you said A&M's field was.
Was big.
Yeah.
That's what
I felt like we did just fine there. So
we hit one, like, off the building out there, didn't we?
I know at Missouri, yeah, Ferguson put one off the football complex. The announcer, I think he said that's the farthest you'd ever seen one hit in that stadium.
I mean, you just want to make sure that that when you hit balls like that, that they're not high fly balls, you know? That they're either. Just that they're crushed on a good flight plan pattern, you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That if, you know, if it's a deep ball that doesn't quite make it out of the park, you know, that it's off the track or off the wall and it's down before the outfielder can get out there to it. That's over his head and then there for a double or triple. I mean, hits are hits, you know, like.
Yeah. And I said this, yeah, like, I feel like we've got pretty good speed throughout the lineup, like maybe with the exception of Durque. Like, I mean, if we're hitting them out there and even if they're not going over the fence, like it's not like we're going to be giving up a base every time because it just didn't. I feel like we can turn, you know, get to second base, get to third base, especially with all the extra foul territory.
Well, and it'll help our pitching too. Like, I mean, it's, you know, if the other teams have the home runs they have hit have been, you know, barely over the fence at their park, then those balls drop, you know, stay in the park at TD Ameritrade. It helps us not give up as many runs anyway. So,
and I feel like we force other teams into a lot of, like, they're fighting off pitches and fouling balls off.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those barely get into the stands. Like, when you're talking down the lines, I feel like that's going to add up to a lot of easier outs for us. It felt that way in Hoover anyway, because they have a ton of foul territory in Hoover. It felt like a lot of pitches in Lindsey Nelson that would have been hit into the stands, you know, rows two or three. Our guys are just camping under them in foul territory getting easy outs. Because that's one of the things that, you know, Tony and Frank Anderson stress is like, hey, we're not going to walk people. You're going to throw them strikes. Now, that means you're going to get, you know, you're going to get beat up a couple times. You might give up a home run or two, but you're also going to get, I mean, Cheese had, what, 12 strikeouts Saturday? Tidwell, I think he got two bombs hit off of him. But then Sewell came in and didn't give up. I don't know. I think if you just top to bottom, pitching rotation and our starting lineup, there's just not a lot of weakness there. I mean, I think we're now the third most walked team in the country. Like, we're going to make teams throw strikes. I don't know what, you know, the umpire situation is going to be, but No, I'm not worried about it.
Mm. I found us a park where tent spots are almost always available for walk-ins in Omaha.
So you're killing the RV dream?
And then you can go tubing, too, on the off days.
See, now you're talking. Now this is what I needed.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a beach.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's this big campground on the river, so there's a, you know.
Be nice to cool off, hang out for a little dip. Beach. Yeah.
Surf's up, Omaha, Nebraska.
It doesn't sound too bad, actually.
Just saying. We got options.
Final segment, hour two. I found the place to be, Houston.
No, you didn't. No, sir, you did not. Tell you where I'm not staying in Omaha. Called South Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, come swim in this poo brown river.
That was gross.
Here's a beach where we just dump some sand. It's a beach,
it
we
is
swear.
A beach. It'll be cool in the evenings, like you said. Hot during the day. We need to cool off.
Get that river breeze. Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, you try that and let me know how it goes.
Jeez.
No. You hear me? No.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking up the best burgers in Omaha. I want to try all of these. Oh, man. Dave, let's go. You got Crescino. We go to the zoo. Nate pays the tab.
Nah, it's 32 minutes away from South Beach.
Too far.
To the stadium.
Too far.
You were ready to drive from Lincoln.
I'm just saying, if it...
Now you don't want to drive across town.
Well, that was to save money and be in a hotel in Lincoln.
Okay.
Plus, you know, you get to...
No, that was... You were going to stay with Mitchell, who doesn't live in
Lincoln.
Right,
well, even better. Mitchell lives in Omaha. It's perfect. Bronco Burgers.
I think if Mitchell will give you bathroom access and a spot to charge your phone, his backyard in a tent sounds like
amazing.
A winner.
Yeah, just leave the sliding glass door unlocked. And
you can scooter into the stadium.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you in? Come on. Come on. We leave Sunday. We drive, get there, set up shop.
I can do everything remote now for...
See?
Somebody's got to stay around the board.
But we got people who can run the board.
They all want to go to Omaha.
Then we should all go to Omaha.
Then we can't do the shows.
They might not be over the radio. We can figure something out. A private broadcast.
Dave Serrano never won the College World Series. Just clarifying earlier. He went to the College World Series.
For some reason, I thought he won. Was it UC? No.
It was Cal State.
Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah. 2008, I think. Maybe. I don't know, that's when he started there in 2009.
Guys, he's starting to come around. He's starting to come around. Just keep pressing him.
Somebody DM me. Omaha Beach? No thanks. It's South Beach in Omaha.
That's a really good... Yeah, no, probably not.
That water was brown. I don't think I can shake that.
Man, I think the Tennessee looks a little off sometimes. That is okay, just...
That wasn't even the Missouri River. That was a different river on the other
brutal.
Side of town.
I was going to save this because I wasn't going to do it today, but as it relates to Nebraska facts, or at least Omaha... So, in 1945, during World War II, a Japanese balloon bomb actually exploded over Omaha's Dundee neighborhood. Mm. Very few of those Japanese bombs made it that far inland, and today there's a plaque that commemorates where the bomb exploded, and it sits surrounded by the neighborhoods like hot restaurants, bars, and shops.
Wow. Balloon bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say I'm familiar.
I think there was only like maybe one or two incidents that actually resulted in somebody's death, and I believe it happened in Oregon where somebody didn't realize what it was and they tried to drag it. Like, it didn't explode when it fell, and they tried to move it, at which point it exploded.
Oh, my gosh. Mitchell's giving me the burger stops.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these are the three. Don't worry about anywhere else.
All right.
Good to know. Janeway sent us one of those campers that goes over the top of your truck.
Yeah.
Might be a good investment. Well, you like to camp.
I do like to camp.
Wouldn't it be nice to have this and you can just take it off and put it on whenever you want?
Yeah, I actually looked at one of those. It's a little too small for the whole fam, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right. Can't ride back there,
I've
obviously.
Been looking at campers. They're just the market now is crazy.
Well, you are in luck, my friend, because I have put in the work on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got you a 1997 Winnebago Luxor 737.
Wait, is that a motorhome or a fifth wheel?
It's a motorhome.
Oh, okay.
And I mean,
does it work? Like, gets down the road? Or, like, needs work?
It's diesel.
Okay, that's all right. Diesel's fine.
So it's a 97.
Yeah.
It only has 112,000 miles. That's not a lot for a 97.
Not at all, but sometimes, you know, you worry. It doesn't have a lot of miles because it's been in the shop too much.
It's just an old person who doesn't ever drive it.
Exactly. It looks like it's well kept. 330 horsepower Cummins and 6-speed Allison transmission.
How much they want for it?
$17,500. Is that a little high? Do I need to find something a little lower?
It's a little high for a week.
No, we turn around, we put a little work into it, sell it for 20. Okay. Let's see here.
I thought we were renting one.
What?
Now we're buying?
Maybe they'll give us like a 10-day money-back guarantee.
Oh, so now we're your buddy with the beach chairs.
We just be like, hey, we tried it.
At the Walmart.
No. We take a little off for borrowing it. You know, we say, hey, we're going to give you $500 down payment. If we don't like it after 13 days.
You know. Or four, depending on how the Vols do.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Between
even
four
better.
And 13 days.
But it's going to have exactly this many miles on it, no matter what. Promise you that.
Well, I was noticing on that app where you rent them, there's like a mileage limit and stuff. It's kind of a bummer.
Oh,
but it says per day, so like you can spread that out, right? It's like 250 miles per day. So if we keep it 13 days, like, will that get us to Omaha and back without having to pay a lot in extra mileage? We should be good, right? Easy.
Maybe. But we need to have it a longer time to make sure.
Right.
Okay. How about this?
That'd really suck if they lose pretty quick. Then we just hanging on to the RV for no reason.
All right.
Parking it out here.
A 1998, feels like 98, Ford minibus RV. All right, Keaton, now just hang with me. Okay. 25 feet, 7.3 liter turbo diesel, only 68,000 miles. Completely cleaned out. We can make it whatever we want on the inside. They'll also trade it for a four-door work truck in good condition. This baby has a lot
of... You need one of the 37 to pony up.
It's got like the bus-style doors,
yeah,
which would just be cool.
That would be cool.
Okay. It's got a rear access like a school bus.
Uh-huh.
It definitely needs some work.
It's 915 miles to Omaha.
But it's been gutted. And, I mean, look at all the room for activities. Throw a couch in there.
Wait, so we're not going to have AC on this one, huh?
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I was just speculating the way it looked.
Okay, don't knock it till you tried it, big boy. It looks like it has AC. It's even got the cool little handle to open and close the door.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're out on that one?
I don't know.
All right, well,
we've gone too many.
It's in Verona, Kentucky.
We need to reset.
We got a 1999 ambulance.
One of those casino hotel rooms sounds pretty good about now.
This ambulance has a chair and a little place to lay down where the gurney went.